This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. U.S. Democratic Representative Delia Ramirez is joining 17 congressional colleagues in a push to improve affordability for working-class Americans. The multi-pronged Working Families Guarantee seeks universal health care, fair wages, reasonable housing costs, and low-cost child care nationwide. Supporters say these goals can be achieved by taxing the ultra-wealthy and reducing the influence of big money in politics. Ramirez says U.S. leadership has undermined the working class to consolidate power and influence.
Campaigns of starvation, displacement, and death at home and abroad are meant to break us. They want our resources, they want our land, they want our freedoms, they want our lives, so they can advance imperialistic authoritarian agendas.
The platform is pushed by a leftist group known as the Working Families Party, which has endorsed both Ramirez and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin questioned Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. yesterday during a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on the President's Fiscal Year 2027 budget request for HHS. During the hearing, Durbin called on Secretary Kennedy to crack down on traditional nicotine cigarettes and tobacco, but just as importantly, illegal e-cigarette products, especially those targeting children.
I visit schools in Illinois and the principals pull me aside and say, Senator, what are you doing about this? These kids are doing too much in vaping. Instead, however, your FDA just approved the e-cigarette responsible for igniting this youth vaping epidemic, Juul, and announced plans to permit big tobacco to sell more kid-friendly flavors.
Durbin also criticized the fiscal year 27 budget request that would also eliminate the CDC's Office of Smoking and Health. He said this $246 million program helps adults quit smoking and make sure the kids have fewer chances of ever smoking themselves. A bill that cleared the Illinois House would give the state's EPA emergency rulemaking powers to address plastic pellet spills and their effect on stormwater runoff. Unintentionally spilled pellets can end up in the state's waterways when blown by the wind or carried by storm water, potentially harming birds, turtles, and fish. You can read more on the plastic pellets at WSIU.org.